Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Hey, it's Zuko and Kayla from The Wake Up Call. Enjoy your podcast, and when you're done, don't forget about us. We have a radio show. We try to bring a smile to your face every morning.
We also talk to some of the hottest country stars of today, and we like to share some good news with That's What I Like.
Because Lord knows that's hard to find. When you're done podcasting your podcast, listen to us at 92.3 WCOL.
Set your preset on your radio right now, and don't forget you can listen to us online on the iHeartRadio app.
Commencement Speeches for the Class of 2020 is a production of iHeartRadio.
Class of 2020, parents, faculty, rising graduates, welcome to commencement. You made it. This year is a little different, a difficult time to graduate because the traditional graduation day has been put on hold. So we're bringing it to you, wherever you are, because this is still your day, your moment. And now put your hands together. It's time to be inspired. This year's commencement speaker, the one and only Abby Wambach.
It's 8:02 p.m. Central European Time on July 10th, 2011, and my team, the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team, is on a field in Dresden, Germany, playing Brazil in the quarterfinals of the World Cup. We are surrounded by a screaming, sold-out crowd, and millions more are tuning in on television from around the world. It's the 122nd minute, and we are in double overtime, and we're losing 2-1. If we don't somehow score in the next few seconds, we're out of the World Cup. The final whistle is about to blow. No one has ever scored in a World Cup this late in the game. And we're down a player. I'm blocking out the crowd. I'm blocking out the score. I'm blocking out the evidence that there is a 99.9% chance this championship run is done. We're about to be eliminated and sent home. The ball is on our own end line, and Brazil has possession. All this Brazilian player has to do is keep possession and play out the clock. If we're going to have any chance of scoring, my teammates and I will have to find a way to get the ball back and then up the entire length of the field and into the goal before the whistle blows. I'm looking at the ref. She's about to put the whistle in her mouth. It's almost over, almost, but not yet. I scream to my team, one chance. It only takes one chance. This is when Chrissy Rampone wins the ball back for us. She forces the Brazilian into a bad pass. Allie Krieger positions her body perfectly and intercepts the pass. Krieger passes it up to Carly Lloyd in the midfield, and Carly finds Megan Rapinoe on the left side. Megan looks up, sees me, and from 45 yards away, with her non-dominant foot, she sends in the best cross of her life. Maybe the best cross of all time. I see the ball take flight. It is light years away. But I know Megan and what she is capable of. As I see the ball coming closer, I just know. It had to be perfect. And it is. The ball is moving. I am moving. We both have to make it to the exact same point on the field at the exact same time. Just like Megan knew how to send it, my body knows where to be. I hit my spot. I position myself perfectly, clear of the defender and the goalkeeper. The ball finds its way over the goalkeeper's hands, over the defender's head. And in this last moment, my head and the ball meet. For a split second, everything goes black. And slowly, the world comes back into focus. I see my teammates running toward me from every direction on the field and from the bench. They are screaming and laughing and hugging, high-fiving, chest bumping. And as they rush towards me, each of their amazed faces asking, "Did we just do this? Did we just save our World Cup life in the last second? What the hell just happened?" What happened is that we believed. What happened is that we never stopped believing. There is a chant that the national team's loyal fan club, the American Outlaws, cheer from the stands. It has become the lifeblood pumping through our national team's veins. It goes like this. I believe. I believe that we. I believe that we will win. I believe that we will win. I believe that we will win. Graduates, as you step out into an uncertain world, I want to tell you why this chant should become the lifeblood pumping through your veins too. I believe. You must believe in the I. You must believe in yourself. That World Cup play doesn't happen if each player doesn't step up and claim her specific power and skill to deliver the impossible. Christy, Krieger, Carly, Pino, each had to believe she was good enough and ready to execute her part within the broader play. None of those women could alone control the ultimate outcome of the game, but each was hell-bent on controlling what she could control. Her part, her moment, her belief. Collective success is determined by individual accountability. The greatest teams are made up of individual players who each relentlessly believe in their own greatness. Graduates, in this moment, as you step out into the world, you don't know what fields you'll be on, how high the stakes may be, but you can know this for sure. There is a part out there that only you can play. When the ball comes to you, and it will have to decide that you're good enough. No one else can decide that for you. Be bold. Be audacious. Believe in yourself, especially when no one else does. And when the ball does come to you, when it's your turn to make a difference, show up like our collective future depends on you, because it does. I believe that we. You must believe in the we. All right, let's go back to that field in Dresden. I've just scored that goal. I'm alone at the corner flag for a brief second. I look at the crowd, and it's a sea of red, white, and blue, screaming fans. They are crying and hugging, flags waving in the air. They are shocked. I am amazed. Then in a flash, I'm surrounded. Every player on my team from the field and the bench is now in a huddle, a giant hug surrounding me. Only one teammate is missing, Pino. She sent her cross from so far that she still hasn't made it to us. I look up and she is barreling toward me. She leaps like a rabid koala and lands on me in what is still one of the most magical and painful moments of my entire career. We did it. We all did it. In order to earn that moment, we had to believe in each other. Krieger had to believe in Rampone's grit. Carly had to believe in Krieger's touch. Pino had to believe in Carly's strategy. And I had to believe in Pino's vision, in her now legendary, glorious audacity, which allowed her to even attempt to get that impossible ball to me. And each of them had to believe that if they did get that ball to me, I'd do whatever it took to score. You will find yourself on teams throughout your life. And when you do, you will have a choice to opt in and believe in the team or not. If you find ways to see and believe in the specific power and skill of each of your teammates, your coworkers, your friends, your family members, together, you will be able to step up to whatever the moment is asking of you. I believe that we will win. You must believe in the will. Will is the work. Will is the force inside every player on that field that compelled her to show up to 1,000 practices in 1,000 cities and pour her body into every play and every minute when no one was watching. The magic of that one moment against Brazil happened because of the relentless will of 23 women preparing for that moment for their entire lives. Magic is not magic. Magic is created by people with a relentless and consistent dedication to greatness through repetition, discipline, vision, blood, sweat, and tears. Magic is hard-earned. You have opportunities for magic moments ahead of you, and you will have to earn them too. Will also means inevitable. Our chant was not, "I believe we might, we could, we dream we'll win." It was, "I believe that we will win." People will tell you to keep dreaming. I'm here to tell you it's time to stop dreaming. Dreams are for those who'd prefer to stay in their heads rather than step on the field and play. When Rose Lavelle, the national team breakout star from the 2019 World Cup, was asked if she'd always dreamed of playing in the World Cup, she said, "No, I've never dreamed of it because it was always going to be a reality." Don't tell me about your dreams anymore. Tell me your plans. Have the courage and audacity and accountability to name your dream and then claim it. Claim your dream. Say to yourself and the world, "I will." Graduates, as you go forward from this day and on to the big game, remember, you're going to have countless grueling practices with no one applauding in the stands. Know that your decision to bring your whole self to those unsung hours will be what gives you your chance to earn your magical moment. You're going to have to choose to believe in and rely on your team. Nobody wins alone. I've never, not once in my life, scored a goal without the help of a teammate. You won't either. You're going to have to decide in your 122nd minute moment, when the rest of the world has counted you out, that you still believe. You're going to have to decide whether you're willing to risk it all for the chance to win big or lose gloriously. Graduates, promise me that you will relentlessly believe in magic. By which I mean, of course, that you will relentlessly believe in yourself and each other. And to the entire world, as we together look towards what's next for us, I believe that we will win. I believe that we will win.
You can find a collection of incredible commencement addresses from all your favorite speakers at the Commencement Podcast on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Raising more than $25 million with a most frequent donation of just $25, Together Rising is a community committed to showing up as first responders. Whether it's putting food on families' tables or tackling worldwide emergencies, right now, Together Rising is working tirelessly to address urgent needs arising from the pandemic. We're funding hundreds of families who need help with groceries, rent, and utility bills. We're making sure kids don't go hungry and that healthcare workers have vital protective equipment. Join us at togetherrising.org/give.